ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another vote in the Senate failing to end the government shutdown, now in day 15. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on the vote.
In large part, Senate Democrats staying unified behind Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and saying that they are holding out for, in particular, an extension of those Obamacare tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year, and that if they're not extended, would cause premiums for millions of Americans to rise to the tune of, for some people, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
The White House budget director now warning that federal firings could top 10,000. A federal judge, though, today blocking the firings during the government shutdown. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston says the cuts appeared to be politically motivated. The IDF says two coffins have been transferred to the Red Cross and will be taken to the IDF and ISA forces in Gaza. Earlier, Israel shut down one border crossing in Rafah, limiting aid into Gaza, accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire. This is ABC News. Gen Z protests seen in parts of South Africa and South Asia are leading to standoffs and the ouster of leaders and governments. The Madagascar's president fled the country, saying he feared for his life when the military joined into the rebellion. And in Morocco, protesters are back despite clashes with police. Here's ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
From running battles on the streets of Madagascar, challenging the police and the president, to the city squares of Morocco, where almost every night crowds call on the prime minister there to step down. These are the Gen Z protests, spreading on social media, including gaming app Discord, sweeping across multiple continents, Africa, Asia, and South America.
The West Coast storm that dumped heavy rain in Southern California and more than a foot of snow in the Sierras now targeting the Northern and Central Rockies. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Country star Luke Combs has added a second concert at Lambeau Field in May. The Packers made the announcement today, saying the move was due to popular demand. Shows are now set for Friday and Saturday nights, May 15th and 16th of next year. Pre-sales are underway this week for Combs Fan Club, as well as Packers partners and season ticket holders. Tickets for the general public go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. There's new information about a fatal ATV crash in the town of Glenmore earlier this month. The Brown County Sheriff's Office says a 3-year-old girl was killed. Her grandfather, a 68-year-old Glenmore man, was driving the ATV when it crashed into a steel feeding trough. Authorities say neither person on the ATV was wearing a helmet. They call it an unfortunate incident that did not involve any impairment or reckless driving. Should cell phones be banned from the classroom? A lot of people say yes, and yesterday Wisconsin lawmakers agreed. The Senate passed a bill supporting the ban of wireless devices during instructional time, 29-4. A recent Marquette Law School poll shows nearly 9 in 10 Wisconsin voters support banning phones during class, and nearly 3/4 support banning them all day. Assembly Bill 2 requires school boards to ban students from using wireless communication devices during instructional time. That means all cell phones, tablets, laptops, and gaming devices. The bill cleared the Assembly in February. It now heads to the governor's desk. Districts would have to adopt their policies by next July, with exceptions for emergencies or when a teacher authorizes use. A $3 lottery ticket turned into $100,000 for a lucky winner in Little Chute this week. Nobody won the jackpot, so you still have a chance at nearly $3 million in tonight's drawing. The winning ticket from Little Chute on Monday was one of only 4 $100,000 winners in the country. The Quick Trip on Freedom Road sold the ticket. Nobody won the Powerball, though, so that grows to an estimated $273 million for tonight's drawing. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Crew loses game 2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7, game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener, a week from tonight, when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Green
Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will eventually thin later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s, a northeast breeze on the light side. Overnight, mostly clear in mid-40s. On Thursday, clouds will thicken back up. You may need the rain gear late in the day with some showers, lower 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I dance in the studio. Less chance of getting hit by a car, right? Eric here with Jefferson Airplane.
And the truth is found to be lies. And all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody?
autumn in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
On my silent fears seem to fly. it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
My baby loves loving. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, the White Plains. Eric here, good afternoon. Hey, appreciate you spending a little time with me today. If you're concerned about internet scams and staying on top of all that stuff, making sure you don't get accidentally caught up in it, an event you might want to check out tomorrow. This will be at UWGB, and it's being put on by AARP Wisconsin. Basically, you can learn about cryptocurrency, imposter scams, investment schemes, and all that sort of things. There's a Q&A with a panel of experts. If you got questions and that sort of thing, this is a free event. It is tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. at UWGB in the Union. You can get the full details, times, address, all that. It is on our community calendar at WGBW.fm. It's called Green Bay Scam Jam.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
The Linda Ronstadt Experience. Hear the music of Linda Ronstadt Friday night, October 24th, as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh.
Well, that'll be the day.
Live at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay.
But I don't know what it means.
Tickets available at MeyerTheater.org. The Linda Ronstadt Experience, October 24th, live at the Meyer Theater.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't
forgetting the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. Sometimes you just need to keep on dancing.
I keep on dancing, boy.
Bye.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. An Oshkosh man arrested for allegedly kicking his bleeding dog in the head last week appeared in court yesterday. 39-year-old Travis Gant was charged Tuesday for allegedly abusing a dog and then threatening family members who shared a video that led to his arrest. That's all according to a criminal complaint. The incident happened last week at a home on Frederick Street. Police got a search warrant for the home and, according to the complaint, found 3 adult dogs and 4 young puppies. Oshkosh Area Humane Society workers removed all 7 dogs. Court records describe the dog that was seen being kicked in the head as somewhat non-coherent, with obvious injury to the head and had difficulty standing up. 2 people in the home described repeated acts of abuse by Gant. He denied abusing the animals to police, claiming the dogs were injured fighting each other. Gant also allegedly threatened people in the home, including an adult woman and a 13-year-old girl, for recording and sharing video of his interactions with the dog. Gant faces 5 charges, including intentionally mistreating animals and intimidating a witness. Wisconsin soybean farmers are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export 2/3 of their $1.3 billion crop, but China has stopped buying soybeans this year. Wisconsin Soybean Association members say the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will eventually thin later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s, a northeast breeze on the light side. Overnight, mostly clear in mid-40s. On Thursday, clouds will thicken back up. You may need the rain gear late in the day with some showers, lower 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Again, what to say?
sad guitar.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. Eric here. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, give me a little sign.
You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the mud. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. Show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby. Just show me that you're mine, girl.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. Ticket winning. More on that coming up right now. Hello, goodbye. It's the Beatles.
I'm
Blood, Neil Sedaka. Local news and time, Liz Hitz, 97.9 WGBW, a duet with Sir Elton John. That is the other voice you hear singing in that. The voice you hear now is me, Eric Westfall, your afternoon guy. Appreciate you spending some time with me, encouraging you to listen to Dan Marcus, the morning guy, because he's going to give you an opportunity to win tickets to go check out the Linda Ronstadt Experience. That show is happening Friday, October 24th, just down the street from us at the historic Meyer Theater, featuring American Idol star Tristan McIntosh recreating basically Linda Ronstadt in her prime. Not only will you be able to hear all of Linda's best tunes, but she sings other songs from that era as well. Tristan does. So a great time. If you want to buy tickets, MeyerTheater.org. You can check it out, MeyerTheater.org. And they spell theater the fancy way with an R-E instead of an E-R. Or, again, as I mentioned, Dan Marcus, our morning guy, listen to him for a chance to win tickets from 97.9.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton, improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Line up and grab yourself a bowl of Booyah. For a great cause, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And this Saturday, October 18th, from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Grounded Cafe on South Adams Street, line right up and grab yourself a nice, warm bowl of chicken Booyah. There's also contests, a trunk or treat, all while raising funds for the ADRC of Brown County. Now that sounds like a delicious morning. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see you, taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by
lightning striking again.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Christie, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You can also listen to us on the Civic Media app, which you can download for free in your phone's app store. Of course, that's valuable because you can also use the Civic Media app for contests, and we will have another one coming up as we get a little closer to Christmas.
When you're weary, feeling small, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over I
Songs you know. Information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
Some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.